listening to the Hairball John Show, a f***ing great friend of mine, and the past is back to kick your f***ing ass.
You are ratting and rolling on the Hairball John and Friends radio show, sitting across from my good friend Chris. A little bit of rat coming off of Out of the Cellar, back for more. And I have given you an entire show this week, and I'm letting you, you got to pick the songs.
Yeah, I think that's kind of true. I mean,
that's very true.
These are all my songs. I gave you 20 songs. You picked
you know
these
what?
Ones.
You are a bastard about this because you like to do the wizard behind the curtain type of thing. Yes, you did give me 20 songs, and yes, I did choose, but the fact is that they are all your songs. So
they
how
are,
about
and,
you could just shut the hell up?
And
I even started it off with that. I can't believe you're already busting my balls and we're not
no,
even...
No, that's
I'm barely even one beer in and I'm playing your stuff.
I don't think anybody would expect any difference. This is your show. It's not mine. This just happens to be...
I tried to give it to you.
Yeah, you let me...
I felt bad because a couple weeks ago we were talking about how we kind of got away from Chris's corner. Anybody that's followed the show over the years knows that for a while there... I let Chris pick one song. And then I think the pandemic hit when they did the lockdown, and we lost a lot of different things that we were doing.
Yeah, we just kind of forgot to do it.
Right, we got out of it, and so you lost your Chris's corner. So this is my little reprieve for you, my little OU, and you get to do the show. So, yeah, you sent me over quite a few songs. I knew darn well that in that was going to be a love-hate.
Oh, of course. Had to be, because
they probably just tuned out. Anybody that listens to the show on a regular basis goes, love-hate again?
No, well, you know, here's the deal. Everybody has... bands that they love that most people hate or don't even know. That's love hate for me. And I have a handful of those. I don't expect other people to love them. They weren't even popular.
So here's something that I've never asked you is, because they came off the LA Strip and they were there during all of these bands being signed, why do you think it is they didn't make it?
You know, their first album, Blackout in the Red Room, did pretty decent, but it was towards the end of when things were changing.
Very good. It was 89.
So they got some decent stuff with that, but then the world was changing, and then the next album came out, and I believe the next album is as good as the first one, but people just wasn't listening to it. And it's, you know, he's got a real screechy voice. He's got a very unique thing about him that for some reason I like.
Talking about Jizzy Pearl, the vocalist. Yeah, but if you look at that, and I don't want to go on too long on this, but, you know, a lot of the bands like Fast Pussycat, LA Guns, Guns N' Roses, they all came out. In fact, Guns N' Roses right about that exact
mm-hmm.
time.
Right.
But Love Hate was signed to Columbia Records.
Mm-hmm.
And Columbia really had AC/DC, Judas Priest. They had signed Warrant. So a little bit of pretty boy thing that's going
yep,
on there.
Yep.
And Love Hate did not fit in with that. Where I think if they had been signed to like Elektra Records that had Dawkins and Faster Pussycat
mm-hmm.
and some of the rest, I think they would have had a shot. But also, their second album came out in 91. And by then, it was done.
It was already a done deal. Yep.
So what song did you pick off of Love Hate?
Their second big release.
Think this is bigger?
No. Blackout in the Red Room would definitely be their biggest song. This would be the second release off from Blackout called Why Do You Think They Call It Dope?
Why do you think they Love call hate. It dope?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Jamie St. James from Black and Blue.
Hi, this is Dave
and Robert
of Big Talk.
Hi, this is Michael Kelly Smith from Britney Fox.
Hi, this is Don Dokken, and you listen to the Hairball John Video Show.
And we're talking on the Hairball John and Friends radio show, coming off of Tooth and Nail. Just Got Lucky, that would be one of Chris's picks.
Isn't that just a great Dokken tune?
It is. You know, it doesn't get played a whole lot. Usually when you're hearing Dokken on, whether it be Sirius Radio or even FM, which is what we're being broadcasted on right now. So, but usually it's something like Dream Warriors, In My Dreams.
Yep, you know, Alone Again. Like, but right. You know what's funny? In my mind, this was like a main song.
It was a big one. I was living on the West Coast. This was one that was played on a regular basis. I mean, they would play this. I saw them on Tooth and Nail and also on Under Lock and Key. Actually, I saw them Breaking the Chains of Time, all four mm-hmm. tours. And this was one they had in the encore.
Yeah, wouldn't you think that this was, they always play it? Like, it's going to be always in the set list somewhere, right?
Are you saying that it's not?
No, I was wondering if you thought it was or wasn't. I've only seen them once or twice.
I love it.
You've seen them like 800 times.
It's your show, and you're finally asking my opinion.
It's the Hairball John Radio Show. It's the Hairball John Radio Show.
You can't trust this guy. He's a no-good, immoral, skirt-chasing rascal.
The past is back to kick your ass.
I've got the strangest feeling someone's going to kick his ass.
Hairballjohn.com.
Night Ranger on the Hairball John Friends Radio Show. Don't Tell Me You Love Me. We are doing Chris's show, and that is one of your picks, my friend. And you, when you sent it over to me as a pick, you put it with Kiss, saying it was your first concert. Is that right?
It was.
Really?
I was in the fifth grade. I was 11 years old.
Did you go with your nanny, or who took you?
My parents took me. My brother
was... you would have a nanny. Right. Trailers don't have nannies, bitch.
That's right. That's true. If you're eating macaroni and cheese, you don't have a nanny.
The neighbor that watches you is the one that took you. So who took you?
My parents took us.
Okay.
The tickets were $10. We had to pay for it ourselves. So we didn't know that there was a warm-up band. We didn't know how this worked. I just liked to Kiss, and they came out and started playing, and we're like, I was looking at my brothers going, who the hell are these guys?
Yeah.
You know, when I thought they said that they're Knight Rider. Knight Rider was a big thing then. And we're like, I don't see
I don't see Kick coming up on stage.
I don't see the car. And so when they got done with their set, and I'd said something to one of my parents, and they're like, oh, yeah, there's always an opening band. So that's Kiss will be coming on next. So,
oh, because you were in fifth grade going, man, did we get ripped off?
Right.
Where's the makeup?
I was like, how bad did you mess this up? There ain't Gene Simmons over there. Don't tell me you what?
Nobody's as ugly as Gene in this band. Of course, if it's your first concert and we're giving you your show, you're going to back it up with Kiss. I knew that.
Yes.
And I knew you were going to go Creatures of the Night.
And you know what? All day today, I was listening or watching some YouTube videos of like older stuff, and I probably should have picked something, but it was the Creatures of the Night tour, and I love this song, and it hardly gets any airplay, and it's a Gene song, so you'll even like it.
Yep.
So everybody's a winner.
I have said for forever that I think Gene is the best vocalist in Kiss. I like the grit to it. It's just meanness. It's nasty.
It's a great album. This is my favorite Kiss album.
It's just cool. Coming off of Creatures of the Night, Little War Machine on the Hairball John and Friends Radio Show.
Yo, what's up, boys and girls? This is Frank Bello from Anthrax.
Hey, this is Steve Stevens from Billy Idol.
Hey, this is Joe Say from Bang Tango.
Hey, this is Tom Kiefer from Cinderella, and you're listening to the Hairball John Radio Show. The past is back to kick your ass.
Bringing night songs to life on the Hairball John and Friends radio show. Cinderella, Somebody Save Me. That is one of Chris's picks, since this is your entire show. That's one of those songs that even though it's played on what I would consider mainstream radio or satellite radio, I love that song. I do not get tired of hearing that. Every time I hear that song, I can remember having the 78 Celica tan with the cassette deck that I had. And the speakers in the door were actually held in with duct tape. Because mm-hmm. we had to just knock holes into the door. And that song, for some reason, out of all of the songs on that cassette, that was the that one and Once Around the Ride would do it for me. But that one there, man, that came on. I don't care how cold it is outside. Those windows are going down, and I'm going 15 miles an hour over the speed limit. It happens every single time. I like that song that much. So I was really glad to see that showed up on your list.
Yeah, and I always think of the video was just great.
Is that the same song where they spin the guitars?
They actually do that in most of their ones, but it starts off with has the two girls and they're in like polka dot dresses.
Yeah, the snotty bitches. I know. Yeah,
I kind of like that. And my high school band, not like band, my rock and roll band, we used to play this song. So
really,
yeah. So it brings me back to a little good times playing parties. We used to rent halls. We used to rent halls and go play because we weren't.
Well, we have a friend, Todd Hall. Did you rent him? Is that what you're saying?
Man, if I could have got him, that would have been a big deal. He actually was good.
It's the Hairball John Radio Show.
what's happening? This is John Bush from Anthrax.
Hey, this is Steven Adler.
This is Derek Davis from Babylon AD.
Hey, this is Jeff Keith from Tesla, and you're rocking with the real modern-day cowboy on the Hairball John Radio Show.
The Hairball John and Friends radio show, Tesla coming at you live. So my beef with that is I know that that is the reason why you did that is because that's one of your favorite shows, and we'll talk about
right.
that. But
yep.
that song there off of Mechanical Resonance is the second track.
I know.
The fact that that doesn't kick off an album coming at you live, it just makes me mad. And I know I rant about this constantly whenever the song gets played, but damn it, it's the honest to God truth. And that is, that song should be played at the beginning of every single Tesla show.
Yeah.
You should not ever, you should never open up with a different song, ever. And when I talked with Jeff Keith, I had asked him, I saw you a couple years ago, and you didn't open with Coming At You Live. He said, yeah, we kind of try and mix it up. I went, yeah, you shouldn't do that.
Yeah, not with that one.
You shouldn't do that. And so when he came and he played Saginaw there, and they opened up with it, mm-hmm. I'm like, I think I'm going to take credit for that. Damn it. That's what they should have done. You should, that is like, that's like Rat coming back with their encore and not doing Back for More.
Mm-hmm.
No matter the fact that that song wasn't one of their biggest songs.
But it's
We Are Back.
Back for More. Yeah. It's an encore song.
It's too
song.
Perfect.
Right.
Yeah. It's great. So
and how could you just not love that song? I mean, this is one of those that I could hear a million times. Actually, everything on this album.
It's so
start,
good.
Start to finish. I've never, ever gotten sick of any of it.
I know. And you look at it and you listen to it, and I think, and I might be wrong, but I think it's 13 songs. I know it's at least 12, but I think it's 13 songs, something like 69 minutes. I mean, for a debut album,
mm-hmm.
and to not have like what Rush would do or Pink Floyd, where you've got some type of synthetic instrumental in the middle that takes you on for 14 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, these are power-packed songs.
Yeah, good I think stuff. It even says... it. Maybe even all of their albums say something like there's no
animals were injured in the making of this album.
No, it wasn't something. It was.
It's the no synthesizer type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all raw. Yeah.
But
yeah.
They had a different word for it. I can't remember what it was, but it was that there's no machines used on our albums, which was impressive.
Yep. They were definitely a true rock and roll band. So I know the story behind the reason for doing Tesla, but I think you should share it.
Yeah. So. Out of all the shows I've seen, and I've seen a lot. I haven't seen nothing compared to what you have. And I can't say that in and of itself, each of these bands was the best I ever seen. But together, Tesla just coming out, and then David Lee Roth coming out on Eat 'Em and Smile with the lineup that he had, that for $13.50 or whatever I paid for this in Saginaw, wow, it was just such a great show. It was a great package. You left there just with a brand new band in your pocket that you couldn't get enough of, and you saw David Lee Roth really significantly better than he had been in Van Halen. So,
and there was somebody on the Hairball John Facebook page that had commented about seeing Tesla there at Saginaw, mm-hmm. which kind of cracked me up. And he was saying that Modern Day Cowboy had just come out.
Yeah, like that week.
Yeah, that's what he said. So that's all you really knew of Tesla. And he said as much as he really went there to see David Lee Roth, obviously,
mm-hmm.
Very few were going there to see Tesla. But he said, in looking back, I actually think Tesla blew the doors off of David Lee Roth. When I look back at it as a band.
And me and my buddies walked out of there, and the first thing we did was buy the Tesla album. That's right.
What I like about your pick coming off of Eat 'Em and Smile is that this is a great opening track. So even though it's one that gets played a lot, which is Yankee Rose,
mm-hmm.
when I hear this, I immediately go back to Summer of 86. As soon as I hear that first lick.
It was his first true track that he released, not being in Van Halen. I'm not talking about Crazy from the Heat, where he had covered
just
songs.
Gigolo.
This was his song, and it said it all. I mean, great video, super energetic, great band.
Well, and the funny thing about this album that I take as my perspective on it, or my interpretation, is that it was a monster middle finger to Eddie and the rest of Van Halen, because what does he start the album off? He immediately starts it off with guitar.
Oh,
so it's like, screw you, Eddie. Look it. I got Steve Vai.
He was trying to rub it in their face. No doubt.
Yankee Rose on the Hairball John and Friends Radio Show.
Well, here's a shot heard round the world. All you bathroom boys.
DLR on the Hairball John and Friends radio show, coming off of Eat 'em and Smile. A little bit of Yankee Rose. Nick, coming close to bringing your Chris's show to a close, my friend.
Yeah, wasn't that great?
It was outstanding.
You seem to actually enjoy it.
I really did. I like when it triggers the memories in you, and of course, a couple of the pre-show beverages. That never seems to hurt. But
yeah,
I want to make sure we thank our sponsors, Tri-City Brewing, as we're talking about our pre-show brews. And Bay City Bill Bar and Grill here in Bay City. They've got great burgers. And Michelle and Earl over there, the owners, are just outstanding people. Bay City Discount and Pawnbrokers Outlet, located in downtown here. Everything from...
beer?
No. They might have beer, but I don't think it's pawn. Do you really want secondhand beer?
I've had it before.
Oh, man.
It wasn't that long ago. I was in there looking at some bass guitars. And
yeah, they got a lot of instruments
tools
in there.
Yep. Also, like, beer signs. It's cool to go in there and, like, find, like, beer
I didn't realize
and...
that they had some of that retro stuff.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Oh, I'm going back in there. Also, Jet Graphics. Tiffany and Jason out of Jet Graphics in Freeland. They do banners, vehicle wraps, signs, and they also do... the Hairball John and Friends radio show decals. JB's Market out in Munger. Justin out there has a fantastic market, and you need to stop in because he's got hand-dipped ice cream. He has great brats and meat sticks, as Chris has attested to.
And he sells these awesome pickles. I'm telling you. You need to get these pickles.
Dude, I can't believe I'm going to say this. You need to get off the pickle, okay? You need to get off the pickle.
You need to try the pickles. If you like the meat sticks, you should try the pickles.
And last but not least is the premier sponsor for the Hairball John Friends radio show, which is Escon Group. They are your go-to Generac generator, sales, installation, maintenance. They are absolutely fantastic people, and I say that not just because they are a sponsor of the show, but because I know them personally. I know that the integrity that they have and how much they come through for the customers.
Mm-hmm.
So fantastic. You got to check them out at escon.us. So we're going to wrap it up with Kix, and I almost put love-hate in the end for it. But as much as I love Kix, I had to hold it to the end.
Oh, I just love this album too.
Blow My Fuse. So I just sold my concert shirt for this. I had it on eBay, and I had it up there for $115. And I had a couple people that did the make offer type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of them were doing offers at like, oh, I'll give you $35. Oh, my God. Go touch yourself someplace. This is just ridiculous. And I don't know if it's a sob story or not. Actually, I really don't even care because it was such a great story. If they put this much creation into a story, then they deserve to have the shirt. But a guy offered me $85 and said that it was the first show that his girlfriend at the time bought a ticket to take him to see Kix,
mm-hmm.
became his wife, and then they had a house fire, and she perished in the house fire.
Oh, man.
And that this was a big deal to him to have this concert shirt back. And to be honest with you, I probably would have not even known if it was the truth or not. It doesn't make any difference. I probably would have sent him the shirt just to have it.
Right.
So
yeah.
I'm glad to have that. That's one of the things. When I sell a lot of this stuff, and there's a lot of it there, you go to hairballjohn.com. There's an eBay store you can click on, and there is a lot that's on there for sale. I really like when it goes to a good home.
Right, to the right people.
It means a lot to me. So, in the meantime, there you go. Blow My Fuse coming off of Kix and the Blow My Fuse album. We'll rock with you next week, and it won't be Chris's show. It'll be mine all over again.
Hairball John Radio Show is a trademark production of Hairball Creations. It is poorly written and produced by Hairball John and recorded live wherever the drinks are free and the chicks are not.
That's a good idea.
All aspects of the Hairball John Radio Show are copyrighted and cannot be used without written permission.
Tune in next time for further proof
that the past is back to kick your ass. All promos are produced by me, the voice guy.
Voice guy.
And I get paid big bucks every time I say Hairball John. Check this out.
Hairball John. Hairball John.
I can do this forever.
Tune in next time while I keep feeding his ego
and he keeps feeding my Lamborghini.
Hairball John. Hairball John. Hairball John. Hairball John.
Thanks for stopping by.